on your Chesamid days. Gemara says that you can be Tovel yourself on Shabbos and Yontif because it looks like you're going just to cool off. But Kli, it's obvious that it looks like Tikkun Man. Gemara says that's very nice. B'yimos Hacham. B'yimos Hacham Ma'ikla Neymar. Right? When it's cold in the winter, nobody thinks you're going into the water to cool off. Omer of Nachman Yisro, Pam Shodam Bomin, Asodam Meluchlof, Betit, Betsoa, Baroche, Tzafilu, Mimsak Shomim. Sometimes a person goes to wash off because he's dirty. So he jumps into a mikveh to wash off. Omer of Tenech Veshabbos, Biyom HaKippur, Ma'ikel HaMeimer. That's very good on Shabbos. What happens on Yom Kippur? It's obvious that you're not going to wash off because it's Osir. So it looks like you're being told, though, so it should be Osir on Yom Kippur. Omarava mi'ika midi the v'shabbos shor of Yom Kippurim osir. No, we have a hoil. Since it's mutter on Shabbos, which the Isser Malach is much more chomer on Shabbos than Yom Kippur, so in Eilevim, it's not osir on Yom Kippur either, mishum gzeir of tikkun man. El hoil v'shabbos shor of Yom Kippurim no mishori. Since on Shabbos it's mutter, on Yom Kippur it's also mutter. Amar says, umi yisrei l'rova hoil. Does Rava hold of this klal that anything that's mutter on Shabbos is mutter on Yom Kippur mishum malacha? V'hasnan hachoshesh b'shinov lo yigameya bohenes hachometz avol metabel hu kedarko v'nisrape nisrape. A person has a toothache and he wants to gargle with vinegar. So he's not allowed to do that because it looks like a refuah. But he can dip his food into vinegar, and it goes on his teeth, and if it helps, it helps. But it's derech achil. V'raminin Allah, lo yigameo polate, ava megameo bolea. Right? We have a steerer to that. It says you can't swish it around in your mouth and spit it out, but you can take the vinegar in your mouth and swallow it. You don't have to dafka take it derech achila. You can even take the vinegar by itself. V'om rabaya, Kisnan nomi masnisa megaveya upolet. That in the Chanami. The Mishnah, when it says, lo yigameya ben esachom, it's only meant if you're going to spit it out. But if you'll swallow it, it's okay. Tnan, v'rova omar afilu tema yigameya boleya. Right? Rava says no. That our Mishnah is talking, dafka where you're swallowing, it's still awesome. V'lo kasha. Kan kodim tibul, kan lachar tibul. It depends if you're doing it before you ate a meal or after you ate the meal. Right? See Rashi, till here. Biyom HaKippurim she'osur berechitza mishum inui umutur betfilas mitzvah kibbul kamot. Right, Yom Kippur you're not allowed to be tovel stam for cleanliness. So nobody's going to say you're being tovel to keep clean. They're going to say you're tovel for the tefillah. Tefillas mitzvah is mutter. So it's nicker that you're doing it l'shem tefillah. So it should be osur. Ma'ikel neimer. Here it's clear that you're doing it the shame tvila and not stamp to cool off or to get cleaned off. Because you're not allowed to do that on Yom Kippur. Mika midi, the malacha the b'shabbos shori, the leke isur the rabbanim mishum the dam yamalacha. We don't find anything that on Shabbos should be osur mid the rabbanim because it looks like malacha and it should be mutter, and on Yom Kippur should be osur because of malacha. Uviyom HaKippurim osur mishum malacha. And therefore, we're not going to aser tevila on Yom Kippur in the Rabbanan if it's mutter on Shabbos, even though the reason doesn't apply on Yom Kippur. Given the v'Shabbos the chamira the malacha shari mishum time in the miyaker biyom haKippurim nami shari the alpha gav the lo nirek miyaker, even though the reason doesn't apply, right? Shalom tachmir le'inyan malacha biyom haKippurim Shabbos. So howil. Since it's mutter on Shabbos, mutter on Yom Kippur. It shouldn't look that Yom Kippur is more chomer than Shabbos, legabi malacha. Where it says, Umi isle hoil, bi sure Shabbos, kahai gavna, mishum deshori behol, lo tishrei behol. Does Rava then hold of this idea of hoil, that since it's mutter for Shabbos, mutter also for Yom Kippur, and we'll see, since it's mutter for part of Shabbos, it should be mutter for all of Shabbos. Same kind of hoil. Lo yigameya b'enes achomets l'refua. You're not allowed to swallow vinegar for a refuah for your teeth. The chol refuah b'shabbos gozer b'rabbanim mishum shchikas abmonim shi'ab melacha tochet. They're all refuahs, the rabbanim asr on Shabbos, because we're afraid you'll come to grind the samamonim, right, the ingredients to make medicine. You're allowed to dip your food into chometz and eat it, and if it helps, it helps. Gemara says the only thing you can't swish it around by itself is lo yigameo poli. If you spit it out, it's clear you're doing it only for a fuah. But if you swallow it, that's okay. Omar Abaye Garcinan, Barava Omar Garcinan, call them people, call them achila megameya uboleya. If you haven't eaten your meal yet, then it doesn't look, even if you take vinegar and you swallow it, it looks like you're doing it as an appetizer for your meal. The lomucha milsa the refuah, the savri chomet zahani lemecho. It's good to eat before you eat. La'achar tibu, if you already ate your meal, la'achar achila, v'tovel ma'achol v'chomet, and you already dipped your food into chomet, the mucha milsa the lav chomet boy lehitoy melamishim refuah. Now it's clear you're not doing this as dessert. You don't drink vinegar for dessert. And therefore it's clear you're doing it for a refuah. Va'amai, harei kodem achila shabbos v'yamutar. Before you ate, you're allowed to do it. Now it's just mutter. Ubechatsi Shabbos ato osro, ubechatsi Shabbos ato matiro. Name a hoil, didn't have the Gemara yet, we'll say it in. Bechol dem achila shori, de nira kechofetz beblias chometz, lach rachila nomi shori. She'ein chilek b'shir shal Shabbos. It was saying hoil, that if something is mutter on Shabbos, it should be mutter on Yom Kippur. Surely if it's mutter on part of Shabbos, it should be mutter the whole Shabbos. Right? In Isa, name a hoil, the kodim tibul shari, lacher tibul nomi shari. If he holds of this hoil, that it helps from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, it should surely help from Shabbos to Shabbos. Hodr be rova me'ahi. Enochanami rova had charata from that, and it's mutter the whole Shabbos. And therefore he holds over here that it's mutter on Yom Kippur. Where it says, mimai de me'ahi hodr be, how do you know rova had charata from the other one? Maybe he had charata, dum me'ha hodr be. Maybe he had charata from the fact that you can be tovel on Yom Kippur. Moshe says also kedaitach can't have a havamina that rather had charata from the tefillah on Yom Kippur. The Tanya kol chay ve'tefilos tovim kedarkan dein betishim al dein Yom Kippur. We have a brisa that says b'feirish that all tefillos mitzvah you're allowed to do both on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. And Tosfos brings down that l'maisa we don't hold like that today, because that was only in a time when they held, they were told the tefillah's mitzvahs, the only question about Yomer who said tefillah's mitzvah is tefillah bizman is a mitzvah. You have to tovel on the proper time. And then it's a mitzvah, and then you can be tovel on Yom Kippur or in Tisha B'Av. But bizman hazeh, we're not tovel bizmano. Anida is tovel, never bizmano. We're always machmer to have shiva nekiyim. And we consider her like a zava. She's always toveling bisothic late. So therefore, she can't tovel on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av. He also brings down that even if you hold tevila, what's it called? You don't have to do it dafka bismana. Still, there's a man. The Omer says Tisha B'Av, you're not tovel because the Beis Hamikdash is kedai one day not to be tovel. So even if you hold Yom Kippur, you could Tisha B'Av not. And then it brings another reason why bismana is there. It's no good. They used to tovel right away because of taharas. But we're not knowing to tovel right away. And here it's only because of what's it called, Heter Labaila, which anyway is also on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So we're not tovel what's it called on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. We wait till afterwards. We're never tovel on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, the Tevilas Mitzvah. Okay. There's another Shaila here. L'choro, if you're tovel on Shabbos, and the reason you're allowed to do it is because people will say that you're stam going to cool off. Can you make a brach on the Tevilah? If you make a bracha, it's obviously not doing it to cool off. So some Rishonim Taka say that it can be tovel, but you don't make any bracha. And others hold no, that they only aser the tefillah itself. It could be the ikkar you're doing to cool off. Once you're doing it, you want to be tovel too. That's only a side thing. So the bracha isn't mochiach, that the ikkar reason you're going into the water is not l'shem the tefillah, but l'shem the to cool off. But you're there already, so you'll be mechavim to be tovel. That's okay. Okay, Rashi. Chodr be rova me'ahi, the chometz, the case of chometz, v'shan yukavayin, he said like Abaye, that it, what's it called, that the Bryce is talking where you're spitting it out. But if you swallow it, it's okay. Ve'azu de tvila de islei hoil omer lachar chazor. In the case of tvila, that he says that you're allowed to be tovel in Yom Kippur is after he had charata from that, and he now holds of hoil, so you hold that since it's mutar on Shabbos, it's mutar on Yom Kippur too. So Mar says, no, maybe Dilma mi hod tefillah Yom Kippur m'hadar bay. Maybe at charata from the case of tefillah, and the Nela, the case of chometz will remain. Mishal chometz omer biachrona. Lo sokadaitach. Lemeister tvila biyom kippur. No, you can't hold that the tvila is also on Yom Kippur, because the brisa that says mutter. Bein betishim ba bein yom kippur, and vapish asurim berchitz. Even though you're allowed to wash, you're allowed to be tovel. Okay, let's go on. Vishovin shemashikin esamayim bekli evin. Right. Everybody holds that even though you can't be what's it called, tovel a kli that's tamei, but you're allowed to take a kli that's tahar that can't become tamei, kli evin, doesn't become tamei, and you put water in it that's tamei, that's drinkable water, and you can put it into a mikveh where the waters mix, touch, and as soon as they touch, the water that's in the kli becomes tahar. Because that's not tvila, that's called, what's it called, hashaka. Okay. Zemora says, my avalo matbilin. What does it mean? You mashikin, but not matbilin. So what does that mean? Omer Shmuel, ein matbilin as a kli, al gav name of v'taharo. Beyond it. No, you can't use a kli that's tamei, or a kli that could become tamei. Because if the kli could become tamei, as soon as you put the tamei water in it, it becomes tamei, midrabanan. And now, if you'll be tovel it, you're being matired the kli too. And even though it's only a vlada tuma, and it's got tamei an yontif, which everybody holds you're allowed to be tovel a kli an yontif, if it only became tamei bevlada tuma, that's only if you didn't cause it to become tamei an yontif. But to be cause it to become tamei, and then to tovel it, everybody holds also. So that you can't do. You can't be matami the kli midrabanan by putting mayim tmeim into it, and then toveling it. So you have to put it into dafka kli that doesn't become tameh, and then it's only the water that's becoming tahar. So money masnis, don't see Rashi till here. Ein matbilin, hatzorech tvila al gav hashokas name of the taro. But you can't be tovel a kli that needs tvila, right, by trying to make the water tahar and putting the kli into the mikveh too. That you can't do. Shemar says, money masnisen. So who is our Mishnah go according to now? It says you can be mashik the mayim in a kli that's tahar, but you can't be tovel the kli that's tamei agav the mayim. That you can't do. But mashkik mashikim yet, matbilim not. So who is our Mishnah go like? Lo Revi v'lo Rabbanan. Titania, ain matbilin as a kli al gav neimah v'taro, the ain mashikin as a mayim v'chli evin v'taro, divi Revi. Revi holds both hashaka and tvi larosim. So our mission can't be Revi, because our mission holds hashaka is mutter. The chachomim omri matbilin kli al gav neimah v'taro, mashikin as a mayim v'chli evin v'taro. And the Rabbanan holds you can do both. So our mission that says you can only be mashik and not matbil doesn't go like either of them. Either you can do both, or you can't do either. So money, e Rebbe kashya hashaka. If it's Rebbe, the fact that you're allowed to make hashaka is a problem, because Rebbe says you can't. E Rabbanan kashya hatbala. And if it, what's it called, goes like the Rabbanan, then tvila is a kashya, because they hold you could even be makbil, and the Mishnah says you can't be makbil. So where it says, e boy yisema Rebbe, e boy yisema Rabbanan. No, it could go like either of them. E boy yisema Rebbe, reisha de braisa biyantif, the Sefer B'Shabbos, right? When did the Rebbe say that you can't be, what's it called, Mashik? That's only on Shabbos. But on Yontif, you're allowed to be Mashik. And our mission is talking about Yontif. The Sefer of the Sefer B'Shabbos, the Kula Masnisim B'Yontif. And our mission is talking about Yontif. So therefore, Mashikim you could, Matbilin not. He goes like Rebbe. Rebbe says on Shabbos you can't do either. But on Yontif, you could be Mashik, but not Matbil. And that's what our mission says. Yontif, our mission is talking about Yontif. You could be Matbil and not Mashik and not Matbil. What? Why is our mission talking about Shabbos? It's talking about Yontif. But? No. Or Yontif. You have to do it before Shabbos, or you could do it on Yontif. And he's talking about Yontif. That's all. Okay, if you have to do it before Shabbos, or you could do it on Yontif. Lapdaf gets talking about Shabbos. Okay, it's talking if you have to do it, you can't do it on Yontif, you have to do it before Shabbos. But it's talking over here, Yontif. It doesn't say you can do it on Shabbos. Shabbos, if you have to do it before Shabbos. Okay, think about it. It's another discussion. Okay, bye. The Iboy Yisema, Rabbon. Could be that the goes like the Rabbon in our Mishnah. The Kula Masnisim B'Shabbos. And our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, right? Meaning that what's it called? The Rabbanan hold, you're allowed to do both of them on Yontif, but on Shabbos, you can only do Mashikim and not Matbilin. And our Mishnah then is talking about Shabbos, meaning the following. The Mishnah just says, the Shaila is, do you have to do everything before Shabbos, or can you do it either on Yontif itself, or on Shabbos? So the way, first way we're learning is, the Man Yomar says you can't do it on Yontif or Shabbos, holds you have to do everything before Shabbos. The Man Yomar holds you can do it, has to do it on Yontif, not Shabbos. But you can wait till Yontif, you don't have to do it before Shabbos, you can do it on Yontif. The second way of learning is, the Man Yomar says you can't do anything, holds you can't do it, you have to do everything before Shabbos. But what you can do on Shabbos. You don't have to wait till Yontif, you can do what it's doing on Shabbos. But on Yontif, Taka, you can do more. Okay. Now, Hachi Garcina. The Tanya ain matbilin esakli al gabi name of the taro. The ain mashikin esamayin bekli evan letaro and divi Revi. So we have a brisa that Revi says you can't be matbil and you can't be mashik, which is not like our Mishnah, which says you could be mashik but not matbil. The chacham momrim matbilin kli al gabi name of the taro or mashikin esamayin bekli evan letaro. And the chacham you could do both, which is not like our Mishnah, which says you can only do Hashoka, not Hatbola. So Morris says, money. I Rebbe Kasha Hashoka, I Rabbonin Kasha Hatbola. Morris says, I boy yisei mo Rebbe, I boy yisei mo Rabbonin. You can say it like either one and explain it differently. I boy yisei mo Rebbe, Masnisa Reisha, B'yonka, V'seifa, B'Shabbos. The Reisha of the Mishnah, which says that, what's it called, that you could be Matbil, that you can't be Matbil, but you could be Mashka, right, is going on Yontif. The Sefer of the Shabbos. And the Sefer that says that you can't do either is talking on Shabbos. The Kula Masnisim, and our Mishnah is Kula B'Yontif, where you can do one and not the other. The boy say Rabbanan, the Kula Masnisim B'Shabbos. Or it goes like the Rabbanan, and they hold on Yontif, you can do both, but on Shabbos you can do only one. Shabbos you can only do Hashoka and not Tevila. So according to the Rabbanan, our Mishnah is talking on Shabbos. According to Rebbe, our Mishnah is talking about Yontif. V'hochi perusho. I Rebbe kasha hashoka, the Rebbe osur, masnisim tram mashikin. According to Rebbe says you're not allowed to do tvila or hashoka, and our Mishnah says you could be mashik. I rabbonin kasha hatbola, the inu shori lahatbil, umasnisim toni ein matbilin. The rabbonin hold you could be matbil, even the kli tome agav neimov, and our Mishnah says you can't. Umishani, reisha the masnisa, reisha the milsa, the Rebbe, the airi bahatbola, la osra, ho hashoka shari, arab yontif. But Rebbe said in the beginning that, what's it called, ein mashike, and surely ein matbilin, right? In the beginning of the Mishnah, which says you can't be matbil, right? Mashma, tvila, not. If we'd stop there, hashoka, yes. We're splitting up Rebbe in two. Ein matbilin, right, is talking about yontif, but hashoka would be mutter, okay? The safer the milsei, Rebbe finished off, that even hashoka is osur. The osur af hashoka ari b'shabbos. That's b'shabbos. So Rebbe's saying two things. Tvila is osur, but hashoka is mutter. That's yontif. And even hashoka is osur on Shabbos. V'chein rabban and nami. Reisha ari b'yontif, the safe ari b'shabbos. Going to rabban be the same thing. V'hachi komer, matvilin kli al gabi meim of letaro b'yontif. V'choshkein the mashikin. The rabban holds you can even make tvila on yontif. And surely hashoka. V'mashikin asamayim b'chli evin b'shabbos. Hashoka in hatbola lo, but what's it called on Shabbos? You can only make hashoka, but not tefila. That's what the rabbanon hold. With Tosefta the bail the Shabbos behead yatani bahachi, and Tosefta says beferish this way of learning the brayso. Ain matbil in a sakli al gabi name of the tar of the yontif. The ain mashik in a samayin bekliyav of the tar and b'Shabbos divrei Rebbe. Feirish that Rebbe said two things. One referring to Shabbos, that what's it called on Shabbos, everything is osur, and on Yontif, only Tvila is osur, but Hashoka is mutter. The Chachomim Omri, and therefore our Mishnah is talking about Yontif, and it could be Rebbe. The Chachomim Omri, v'hashe the Braisa Mesuk Mahochi, Iboy Yisei Masnis Rabbonini. Now that we say the Braisa is talking like that, then the Mishnah could be the Rabbonin too. The Kula Masnis and B'Shabbos, and the whole Mishnah is talking B'Shabbos, Hilka Chatbol Asir of Hashoka Shari, according to Rabbanan, and Shabbos also, Tvila is Asir, but Hashoka is Mutter. And that's exactly what our Mishnah says if it's talking about Shabbos. Kirabonin Damri Mashikin Samayim Bikli Evig Latar Bishabis Hashaku Dishar Yeho Hatbolis Kev Masira. Even the Rabbanan hold Tvila is Osir if it's on Shabbos. The Eboy is Aimer Rebbe Tanila. The Kula Masnisa Biyantin. And, or you could say it's Rebbe, and the whole mission is going on Yontif. Kidamrinan, Ein Matvil and Sakli Al Gabi Meim of the Tower of Yontif, Hadbala Hudalo. That's the beginning of Rebbe. Only Tvila is Osir. Ho Hashoka, Bechliev and Shaper Domi. But on Yontif, you can make Hashoka. Uvisforim Shalonu, Nichal for Rasha, the Seifa of the Rasha, the Sibu, Beresha, Ein Mashikin, Behadar, Ein Matvil, and then you can't learn it like that. Right? And he said first the Halach of Tvila, but Hashoka be Mutter. He said, Hashok is awesome, right? Switch around the ratio to the Sefer. The Al-Kain, Rova Talmidim Shogu with Eirusha Shalsug Yezu, because the Girsa was changed, they made a mistake in how to say it, how to explain it, because you can't explain it the way that you're supposed to explain it. The Ein Adam Yochali Ashval Kina, it's impossible to explain it properly if you change the Girsa of ratio to Sefer. The Garsman, they Docha, Kumasnis, and Ratio beyond the Sefer B'Shabbos, they, because of that, they have a different girsa that the Mishnah, the Reisha is Yontif and the Seif is Shabbos. And that can't be. Mefarshin and Reisha, the Tani Mashikim, the Yontif Komar. The Tana Hashok of Uadin Hadbola. That the Mishnah they learn. When it says Mashikin, it's talking about Yontif, and it means you could do both. The Seif and the Tani of Alomat Bilin Ari B'Shabbos. The Tana Hadbola of Uadin Lashoka. You can't do Hadbola and not Hashoka, which doesn't make any sense. Because why would you assume that you can't make Hadbala, you can't make Ashok? Ashok is more cool than it. The Ein Roy Lefarish came with Dardik in the Beirav. It's not right to explain that even to school children. It doesn't make any sense. Dim Kang, listen, a kilt of a Shamin and Chamir to tell me the Kula, and I'll know the Chumra is Osir. Don't tell me the Chumra, and I should know the Kula is Osir. The Shamin had Bala, the Muteras beyond it, but no name of the Choshkin Ashoka. Aval Hashna, the Shamin and Mashikin, equal a name of Dafka Ktani. Aval Hadbala lo. Can't say that we learned that since you could be mashik, give me matbil. Who said? Maybe only you could be mashke. The chaylin yishav is the opposite. I'm reading avalo matbilin, right? Ihu hadin lashaka svira lei havi lei lashmirin ein mashike. The shaminin koshkein the matbilin. Should tell me that the kula is osir, surely the chumra. Don't tell me the chumra is osir, and I should know now that the kula is osir too. Aval hasin lashmirin ein matbilin, ikal amemur ha'ashaka shari. Usyag l'dvorai sefer atosefta. And the proof that my Girsa is right is that that's exactly what it says in the Tosefta. The Kach Motzinu Bo Mesechah Shabbos Nechaz Beyah.